right hand.
Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, this man.
Thank you.
Please be seated. And as previous instructions, please state your name, spell it for the record, give us your address, tell us whether you're in favor or opposed to this application.
Okay, my name is David Kepin, D-A-V-I-D, last name Kepin, K-O-E-P-P-E-N. My address is 8600 West Equest Lane in Eagle, and I am speaking in favor of the application. I'm in a somewhat unique position here. I am probably the only person who lives completely surrounded by M3 properties. My wife and I have resided there since 1993. We drilled a well at that point in time. We have had no problems with our well whatsoever during that 16 years. One of the issues that I see here is, again, basically science versus emotion. I understand the potential for problems with wells. I have that potential. If the studies by hydrologic are correct, I shouldn't have any problems with my well. None of us should have problems with our wells. If they are incorrect, then potentially we are going to go dry. I will be the first to go dry of those wells. In terms of the development itself, I am not a proponent of development. I live in Idaho for a reason. I live on 10 acres in Eagle, Idaho for another reason. It basically is the same one, which is to have space around me. I have had the privilege of living alongside the M3 property for the last few years and enjoying it to the utmost by hiking on it, biking on it, riding horses, etc. So having a large community come in next to me is not particularly at the top of my list. However, it is a planned community, and that's the part that I find is important in this context. The reason we are probably all in this room is because it's a planned community, not a haphazard development such as we are used to. The haphazard developments that we are used to don't, for the most part, come in here for water rights hearings because they don't demand that much water. The reason many of our wells have gone dry over the years, presumably, is because of that haphazard development. Your neighbor drills a deeper well than you and starts pumping water, and the guy next to him drills a deeper well, and it continues in that manner. Again, because this is a planned community, they have a requirement for a lot more water, and correspondingly, we're here discussing that issue. I have been very pleased with M3's actions over the last couple of years. They have met any request I have for monitoring with my well, and in fact, they ended up drilling a test well fairly close to my property. So I'm not worried about the water level changing without it basically being noticed by someone. And I have had conversations with them. They have indicated to me that they don't like having unhappy neighbors alongside of their developments. I am quite certain that that basically if I have a complaint that they're going to take care of it, that they're going to remedy it. My personal opinion, I've heard a number of comments about the who is responsible for the monitoring. My answer to that is I am responsible for the monitoring. All of us are responsible for the monitoring. We have been talking about some property rights and such. If you have property rights, you have to protect those property rights. You have to know what level your well is at, you have to know when it's changing, and you have to protect that if it does change. I think if we document things in that manner, that we'll be just fine. I have been across their property innumerable times. I have seen their test wells. I know where they are. They are spaced out well over the property. I've looked at their plans. I've had numerous conversations with folks from Hydrologic and such, and their intent to basically add wells as they need them as they go across the property with their development. Again, the initial application here requires a large quantity of water because at build-out there's going to be a lot of people out there. There's going to be a lot of demand for that water. Again, from personal experience back over the years as an avid kayaker and canoeist, I know that 23 CFS in terms of river flow isn't very much water. In terms of pumping it out of the ground, it's a fair quantity, but again, given that that quantity comes out over a long period of time, it really isn't that much. I find the farm itself, again, basically coming out of Arizona with the water conservation that's necessary down there, is, I think, uniquely positioned to make sure that we do have good water conservation going in. I look at the developments around me. For example, my acreage is on a 40-acre parcel that was subdivided. There are no requirements whatsoever. Okay, each of us put in our well, and we live happily ever after going forward. I was quite concerned when the Hillsdale subdivision went in. Again, I don't think there's much provision there for water conservation. I would have expected, given, again, when I go up in there, the amount of water going all over the place, the amount of green space that people have put in, the 2 and 3 acre lawns and such, I would have expected problems from that a long time ago. I've not seen extensive problems coming from that. I guess basically what it comes down to me is I love that area. I would just as soon not see development, but I think I had my choice. I could have gone out and purchased that property if I had the resources to do it. I chose not to do that. Someone else came along. They decided to purchase the property. They choose to develop it. That's their right. And basically their application for water rights, I view the same way. Basically, if the water is there, which the studies suggest it is, you know, I think the burden is on us if we choose to not approve the water right, to demonstrate in some way, shape, or manner that the water is not there. And I don't think we have done that. I don't think we've had the testing on the wells that we need to establish that they're going to be a problem for us. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Lawrence?
We have no questions. We'd just like to thank you for coming in to testify, Mr. Kevin.
Okay, Mr. Thornton.
Yeah, I had some questions. Thank you for your time and testimony. I believe you stated in your statement that you wanted to make sure decisions were made based on science, not emotion. Similar questions as with Mr. Bastian. Have you had a chance to actually read any of the findings and conclusions in any of M3's or Hydrologic's reports?
I have not read any of the reports in the last few months. I have read a number of them prior to that. I also participated in a number of the planning meetings and such.
So are you aware of what I've identified with the previous couple of public witnesses, some of the statements that are in M3's reports identifying impact, well impact, that they're high-capacity wells, well impact, adjacent wells, and well lose artesian pressure as far down as a river and even as far away?
I've heard that comment made today. It's been long enough ago I may have read that, but I've
So in your public view, can you understand the concern that
Absolutely.
Senior water right users have?
Yes, I share that concern.
So even with M3 and the science that they have put forward are stating these potential impacts, would you agree, to adjacent wells as well as artesian pressures out of their own reports? Is that not science?
I would assume so, yes.
So do you feel, in your opinion, like for the North Ada County Groundwater Users Association, that we're solely emotion, or are we even using some of M3's own findings for concern?
Obviously, it's written in the report. You read it earlier to us. Certainly that portion is based on science.
And are you familiar with Department of Water Resources staff memorandum? In response to a large majority, potentially all of M3's reports, their findings, where they had several disagreements, concerns, and identifying inconsistencies with their data?
I'm not familiar with those. No. Okay.
Would that be something that you would like a copy to read at some point?
Certainly. Okay.
And then you identified, I think, a benefit of a planned community. Versus maybe the haphazard approach of of either smaller developments or individual developments going in. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is that, did you say yes?
Yes. And with a planned community such as M3, they're identifying a lot of rights over in the next 20, 30-year planning horizon, correct?
Correct.
And then you said, I believe you also said something, the concern with haphazard development is the neighbors will drill a well so deep, and the next one's drilling it deeper, the next one drilling it deeper, correct?
I mean, that's, that to be a problem, yes.
Yeah, personally, I agree with that. And are you aware that M3 is planning to probably be the deepest well out there?
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Does that seem to reconcile with you in terms of much difference with a haphazard approach of one neighbor coming in, drilling a little deeper, next one deeper, when M3 is going to be drilling the deepest of all?
Well, I look at a water supply for upwards of 7,000 homes as requiring a deep well, so I'm not particularly concerned by that.
And do you have any thoughts on what it might take, let's say if your well was impacted, what you would need to do for recourse?
Well, I like having my own well. The alternatives are essentially drilling the well deeper or hooking up to an alternative supply.
And so in your terms, that would be appropriate for your prior property right to be affected. You just have to re-drill deeper.
Again, if I fail to document the existing levels of my well and the fact that it declines with their presumed pumping, and I can show some sort of relationship, if I can't do that, then yeah, it's my responsibility to take my well deeper.
So in your opinion, for a phased water right approach with monitoring, you know, overseen by some agency like IDWR as well as M3 and other private well owners, and a phased approach based on what the water level decline over time is telling you, does that seem reasonable to you?
I don't see the with the planned community, I see it being phased in as it is. I see the establishment of the water right up front as being appropriate. As they drill their wells, as they develop that planned community and require additional wells, if that causes a drawdown, at that point, I think it's appropriate that something be done to address the problem.
What would that something be done? Do you wait until there is a problem, or do you try to get ahead of it so we don't have a problem?
Well, again, if you're going to ascribe to the idea of private property rights, you have to wait until somebody can basically prove that they've been damaged.
No further questions.
Okay,
thank you.
Mr. Smith?
Are you aware M3 has said they may install 15 wells on their property plus the 12 wells that are already there?
Yes.
And I believe you said if the information and the conclusions are not correct, we can have a problem.
We can have a problem with virtually anything.
You're
so
aware
yes.
of the Snake River plane problem?
Yes.
Were you approached by M3 to sell your property?
No.
I think that's all I have.
Mr. Edwards?
I have no question, Mr. Coleman, but thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Kupka.
Thank you.
Okay, one more witness. Come forward, please.